have an invitation for you during this sitting. And that is to now take off the training wheels, which means I want you to experiment with no longer relying on an anchor for your attention. In other words, no need to, we can let the, what are called the two concentration factors ease away now, which often create a little bit of extra energy. The concentration factors are called vitakka, vichara, aiming, sustaining. These are very useful for the bringing together mind and body to create harmony and create stability. And along with them, once we develop this habit of connecting and sustaining, coming to the single point right where you are, and bringing our scattered attention into this sense of immediacy and to feel our bodies, This gathering and sustaining brings along with it, and maybe you've already sensed this to a certain degree, some comfort. We start to feel comfortable. This is sukha. And we start to feel a greater sense of aliveness. Maybe you feel a little bit more a sense of aliveness. This is, and maybe a little more interest. That's called pitti, rapture. And it all culminates with a deeper sense of feeling that we are secluded and contained, and we feel this sense of one-pointedness. That's called ekagata or ekagata. The deeper meaning, though, of this word ekagata is the one point that includes everything. So there's often, the more we connect with our body, paradoxically, the more we connect, the more we sustain, the more we start to feel that there's a kind of melting away of the sense of separateness, to feel a little bit more intimate with each other. It's a sense of dividing what's inside and what's outside becomes a little less distinct. Does that make any sense, that language? And when these five qualities of connecting and sustaining and comfort and rapture and one-pointedness come together, there's often a feeling that our mind stays steady for a little longer, and that we don't have to hold it. We don't have to hold our mind here. And we start to feel, and it starts to resonate with that in our nature that's always steady, that has nothing to do with having been that's really a kind of unconditioned steadiness. That the nature of awareness, the nature of being aware, it has a steady quality to it. So at this point in the retreat, maybe a little early, maybe not, but let's experiment to see if there's any stability in the nature of your awareness. So I invite you to close your eyes softly, and just find that sense of being self-settled again, just letting the body go, letting it be just as it is. And then to be, once you've had a little body awareness, then just be aware of the experience or the fact of being aware. And just noticing how effortlessly your sitting body is known, how effortlessly my voice is known, and how it just appears in awareness. Awareness knows the sound of my voice without any kind of effort at all. I just want you to settle back into that sense of just being aware of being aware, just aware. And let that be your primary anchor, just being aware. And then whatever it is that appears in awareness, whatever calls the attention, that becomes the next thing to notice. This is sometimes called choiceless awareness, or mahasati. Just aware. And if a sound comes, a sound. If a mood comes, a mood. Sensation, sensation. But no need to look for any of these things. Just be aware. And if, on the other hand, you find that just being aware just feels too amorphous or too that you're too easily spaced out, then if needed, just find a touchstone in the body to support your awareness. Otherwise, just be aware. And maybe as a way of supporting you to be aware, I'd say stop meditating. Just be aware. And maybe even more helpful, stop being a meditator. Just be aware. Lucidly aware. A state of being. Not a doing.